Hi there. The word for you today is on the ability to wait well. In Psalm 62 verse 5, the psalmist writes, "My soul waits patiently for God." Daniel Coleman calls the ability to wait well the master attitude. Having it requires certain things. Let me spell out three of them. First, it calls for humility. Psalm 123 verse 2 says, "As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, so our eyes look to the Lord." The story is told about a guy who waited so long to see his doctor that he ended up sending the doctor a bill for his time. Seriously, in life there's a correlation between status and waiting. Lower status people generally wait for higher status ones, and the wise learn to wait with grace. Waiting reminds us that we're not in charge. It humbles us in ways we all need to be humbled. Second thing required here is trust. Proverbs 3 verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Among trapeze artists, a special relationship exists between the flyer and the catcher. Once the flyer lets go, he's got to trust the catcher to grab him. Likewise, we must do what God tells us to do, then wait for him, even if we don't clearly see his hand at work. Those are the seasons that deepen and develop our faith. And the third thing needed to wait well is expectation. The psalmist said, "My soul waits patiently for God alone, for my expectation is from him." Eugene Peterson writes, and I quote, "In prayer, we are aware that God is in action, and that when the circumstances are ready, when others are in the right place, and when our hearts are prepared, he will call us into action." Waiting in prayer, he writes, is a disciplined refusal to act before God acts. So the word for you today is, learn to wait well. It's the master attitude.